Hello, Rochelle.
Yes, who is this?
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
I'm happy to hear that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I knew I had brain cancer of the meninges, and
Oh,
I
I'm
took
so
the
sorry
Depo
to hear
stuff.
that. You
Yeah.
said head cancer in your meninges?
Yeah, it was like a solitary fibrous, and then they said melanoma meninges or something like that in my medical chart.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So the attorneys that we're currently working with, I do want to repeat, this is a recorded line, but the attorneys that we're currently working with, the only ailment they accept is a meningioma, and a meningioma is a tumor that grows in your meninges, which are the membranes that surround your brain and spinal cord, and it presses on your brain nerves and vessels, and it's one of the most common tumors that form in your head. Is that what you were diagnosed with?
Yes.
Okay. I am very, very sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
All right, I guess. But I'm trying to figure out, because you said something about a year. I had complained for a long time, and they didn't listen to me after my shot. So the delay in medical care, was the issue, because you said something about a year. But during my getting the shots, I complained.
Let me ask you this. How long were you on Depo for?
I don't know. I was like, I started probably 17 or something like that, or 18. And I know
Okay.
by the time I had my son, I was complaining about, and the doctor ignored me. Linda Garrett ignored me. So they
Okay.
ignored me until I got to my 30s or 40. They ignored me for a long time, and I was complaining about my head. They ignored me.
Were you still on Depo during that?
No, not, no. I know they gave me pills and stuff during, when I start having kids. No. I mean, I
Okay.
don't know. I don't remember. I know when I was taking it as a teen, I complained early on.
Okay.
And then I just was given all kinds of other medicines instead, pills, all kinds of other stuff.
I know you said you started when you were about 17 or 18. When did you stop taking Depo?
I want to say 2008 when I stopped taking the injections and I start having kids.
Okay, and when
After
did
my,
you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
no, I mean, it was like 2008 was the last injection, and then I had kids and then stopped, but they still gave me some kind of birth control pills, saying that it was supposed to help my hormones, and I think that was,
Okay. But in regards to Depo, what year did you start? Because I know you said you mentioned you were like 17, 18 when you started. How old, what
yeah,
year were you born?
1978, so.
1978. So you started
Nine.
roughly around, if I'm doing the math correctly, 95, is that correct?
Yeah.
So you were on it from 1995 until 2008?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go through the intake with you. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Under penalty of perjury, I have not.
Okay, so you haven't signed anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then can I get your date of birth?
2/12/1978.
And then, when were you diagnosed with a meningioma? Roughly around what month and year?
November 10th, 2015.
Okay. And then, do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo?
I know people who took it. I'm not sure of their health conditions. I can ask, but
Okay.
we were all taking it. I had a whole bunch of friends and family that was taking it stuff. So.
Okay. But no one that was injured, correct? That you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No, I was sick, so I couldn't pay attention to nobody else.
Okay.
Everybody was sick. Yeah, so I'm sorry, I was
Yeah.
sick.
No worries. And then did you use a name brand contraceptive Depo? Did they tell you that it was Depo that you were using? Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah.
And can you confirm that you've had at least four injections?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then roughly around what month and year did you start taking depo? I know you said 19, like we estimated roughly around 1995. Is that correct?
That, yeah, so let's say May. Usually, they always call me like in the summer, then they'd call me back
Okay.
to take the
And then,
other injection.
okay. And then when did you stop in 2008?
Let's say I found out I was August, July or August.
So about August of 2008. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then your first name, is it Rochelle?
Yes.
Last name Brooks, Brooks.
Yes.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as
No.
junior, senior? Okay. And then can I get your social?
100-62-2258.
Okay. I have your email as ladyshell1978@gmail.com. Is that
Yes.
correct? Okay. And then your phone number 315-247-1785.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Myself. And
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes,
I
what's
was
up?
given Depo-Provera pills while I was breastfeeding. And my son has autism, a rare autism, and I didn't know if that was part of the side effects. She's a
Oh,
lady. She gave
I'm
me a
sorry to hear
big,
that.
she gave me a whole bunch of pills when I was in the hospital and told me it was safe from Planned Parenthood.
Let me see here. You said Depo-Provera pills?
She had pills. She had birth. She said they were Depo-Provera, and she gave me a whole bunch of birth control pills.
Huh. So from what I know, I believe Depo-Provera is just the shot in your arm, and then the regular pills is just a different form of birth control. But I could be wrong. Hold on, let me see. And you believe that might have caused some problems with your pregnancy?
Well, my son, yes,
Yeah, I'm
definitely.
sorry. I am sorry to hear that. In regards to that, what you can do is when the attorneys reach out to you to verify your case, you can let them know all that information, and then kind of go from there.
Okay.
And then you said that was your cell number, correct? 315-247-1785.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
1719 Midland, Midland Avenue, Syracuse, New York, 13205.
Okay. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Just the brain cancer from the meninges or something like that, they said.
The meningioma? Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Krause Hospital.
Is that also in Syracuse?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this where you were also treated? Or is it a different hospital? Okay.
Yeah,
And then
they
is
did
this
it.
where you received your Depo-Provera shot? Okay.
No, it was the health center too.
Okay, so it's a different facility?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second, okay? And then the address I have for this facility is 736 Irving Ave in Syracuse, New York, zip code 13210, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
His name was Eric Deshays.
Eric Deshays.
And well, he did the surgery. Dr. Ma, MA, was the doctor who found, discovered it or whatever. And
Okay, so the doctor that treated you is Dr. Eric Deshays?
yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Ma.
Mock?
MA.
Oh, Dr. Ma. Well, Dr. Ma's not coming up. Do you happen to know any other name that they go by?
Maybe it's MAH.
Was that doctor an oncologist?
Yes.
Let's see. Is it Mawish Iqbal?
I think it was that. I may have. Yeah, that could be it. I may have shortened it. I apologize.
It's okay, no worries. Is it a girl?
It was the older gentleman.
Older gentleman. Okay, never mind. This one is a girl that I'm
Okay,
seeing a picture for.
Okay.
Huh. Okay, let me see. Maybe I can find something else.
Hope I'm not wrong with the name, but that's the name I remember because I had to beg him to do my head. He did every other test. He would not check my head. I had to beg him. And then I did all his pills and medications, and finally he let me get a CAT scan, and then they saw it.
I'm very, very sorry to hear that you went through that, but I'm really happy to hear that you're still with us. Are you doing better now?
Somewhat. I'm suffering some medical retaliation because I'm trying to figure out how, why, I want a hearing to why this happened. And the doctor, DeShays, put a piece of brain cancer in my nose, so that's an issue. And
Well,
they
I'm
put
very,
that in
very
my
sorry to
chart.
hear that you went through all of that. As of right now, I cannot find the doctor that treated you or that diagnosed you online, so I'm just going to put the facility name. Is that okay?
Yes, that
When
is.
the attorneys pull your medical records, they should be able to see.
Okay, thank
And
you.
then what is the name of the doctor that gave you the depo? Is it Dr. Eric Deshaw or a different doctor?
It was at the community health center, so it was random doctors coming in. But Dr. Stanley was one doctor that was regular. He delivered my babies too.
Okay, so you said Sarah, is it Syracuse Community Health Center?
Yes.
Okay, so there's multiple addresses that I have. There's Salina Street.
That's the one.
That's the
That's
one?
the
Okay.
one.
And this is where you received your depo shot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then just writing down their information. We're almost done, okay? Okay, and then what did you say the name of the doctor was that, or one of the doctors that gave you the depo shot that you recall?
Dr. Stanley.
Dr. Stanley. Is Dr. Stanley an OBGYN?
Yes.
George Stanley?
I believe his name is George Stanley. He's a brown-skinned black male.
All right. So, okay, perfect. And then did you have any other medical notes that you wanted to add? I know you mentioned that you believe the birth control contributed to complications in your pregnancy, correct?
Yes. Well, in my breastfeeding, because I had my son, then they gave me birth control. And then I was breastfeeding while, taking the medicine, and I did ask them, was it going to cause any issues? I don't know. But I know my son has a rare form of autism,
I'm very
and I
sorry to
was
hear
given
that.
medication. Yeah. Zantac. They gave me a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have taken.
I'm just writing this down, okay?
And I found out about the doctor placing particles of the brain cancer in my nose from going to the ER last year, and I saw it in my chart.
Aww.
Yeah, so.
All right, so just two more things from you. I just want to confirm, do you have a copy of your medical records? Or is there proof that there is medical records? Okay. And then if you were to provide these medical records, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both?
I will try to do both.
Both? Okay.
I don't always have money to do stuff by mail, so if I can get some assistance with the postage, I don't always have the money. So if you could do it at the beginning of the month and give me a little notice.
Okay. You can let when the inter when the I'm sorry, when the attorneys reach out to you, you can let them know. I believe they should be able to pull medical records, but you can just have a conversation with them and kind of go from there, okay? And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency
Yes.
contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me, but they come and check up on me very frequent.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
It is my partner.
Partner? Okay, and then can I get your partner's phone number, please?
201-881. Can't remember the last four. I'm sorry. I always
No worries.
forget
Take your time.
the last four. Okay. 3929.
Okay. And then can you spell your partner's first name for me, please?
David.
Did you say B as in boy?
No, David.
Oh, David.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. I was I spelled out BAZID. And then last name?
Thomas,
THOM. AS. Okay. And then do you have an email that you want to put down for David?
Oh, I don't remember. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. 1 second. I looked it up. I don't have it memorized at all. Thomas. And it has a D dot D T 53@gmail.com.
Is there two D's in there?
Yes. It's
okay.
Thomas
D dot D T 53@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then an address for David.
Okay. 60 South Main Street, apartment 6B.
Six as D as in David.
Six as the number six after five. And B.
Oh,
boy.
B as in boy. Okay. And then yeah. Syracuse, New York.
Nope, Lodi, New Jersey.
Okay, so I have 60 South Main Street, apartment 6B in Lodi, New Jersey, zip code 07644.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? Okay, so you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around November 10, 2015. Your date of birth is February 12, 1978. You started using Depo roughly around May 1, 1995, and you stopped using Depo roughly around August 1, 2008. You use the name brand injectable Depo, and you have had at least four shots. I have your first name as Rochelle, spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. Last name Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. Social I have for you is 162-2258. I have your email as ladyshell1978@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 315-247-1785. I have your address as 1719 Midland Avenue in Syracuse, New York, zip code 13205. I have the name of the, or I have the diagnosing and treating facility as Krause Hospital, located at 736 Irving Ave in Syracuse, New York, zip code 13210. The facility phone number I have is 315-470-7111. The name of the doctor that treated you is Dr. Eric Deshai, and you were, or you received your depot shot at Syracuse Community Health Center, and that is located at 819 South Salina Street in Syracuse, New York, zip code 13202. Phone number I have for the facility is 315-476-7921. And you received one of your shots from George Stanley. And in regards to your emergency contact, I have your partner who does not live with you, which is David Thomas. Phone number is 201-881-3929. Email I have is thomasd.dt53@gmail.com. Address I have is 60 South Main Street, apartment 6B in Lodi, New Jersey, zip code 07644. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what my systems, or what the system's doing, is it's generating your documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. With that being said, once these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 5 to 10 business days or 24 to 48 hours. It really just depends on how busy they are. Sometimes it's pretty quick. You might get a phone call right after this phone call. But all they're going to do on the phone with you is verify your case. What I'll have you go ahead and do is go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You should have just received a text from a DocuSign. Mm-hmm. Do you see it?
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and click on that link in the text. Just follow the directions in regards to signing. You just kind of click around with the yellow buttons and it'll tell you where to sign. And then once you're done, please let me know, okay?
My internet is slow, I apologize.
No worries.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Rochelle, were you able to access the documents at all or no?
Yes, loading. It's just taking a little bit.
Okay, no worries. What I can do is I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me directly. It may be easier for us to get off the phone and have you sign the documents. Sometimes that works for some clients, sometimes it doesn't. But we
Okay.
can try that and see if it works. But before I let you go, I did want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for sharing all that information with me. I know it's not easy to talk about. So I do want to thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And you haven't, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me. With that being said, try to get these documents signed as soon as possible. That way the attorneys can contact you. They just
Okay.
need to verify the case with you over the phone, which is a few minute phone call. Keep in mind, if they don't speak to you, they won't be able to get started on your case. But I'll check back with you in about like 10 minutes or so to see if those documents are signed, okay?
Okay, yep, it's almost done. Okay, thank you. It's like a
Thank you.
little midget. Yep.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Take your time. I'll check back with you in like about 10 minutes or so, okay?
Okay, thank
All
you.
right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.